those of us who live in the UK, we're incredibly privileged to live in one of the richest countries in the world. Maybe at times in the last 3 months, for some of us, we've felt the pinch a little bit. Or right at the start of lockdown, we perhaps worried about the fact there were things that we needed that weren't so easy to get hold of. Toilet roll, anybody? Flour? But at the end of the day, it's still shown that we are a very rich country. We have a government that was able to put countless numbers of people, it would seem, on furlough, cover their wages. The shops are still well stocked and well supplied. They recovered very quickly after an initial run on items that meant some items were out of stock. But now, well, everything's there as usual, pretty much. We live in a rich country. It's not the case for everybody, is it? There are those in other parts of the world who, even before the pandemic, were in need physically and materially, and even more so now. But what about spiritually? Well, there are many people in our land who are desperately needy spiritually and in our world, and it makes no difference how materially rich you are. If you are a spiritual need, all the money in the world won't address that. But as Christians, on the other hand, we have a bottomless supply of wealth that is made out to our disposal. And listen to what Paul writes in Philippians 4 and verse 19. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And that doesn't mean that the Christian will never have to go without things physically, materially. That's clearly not the case, because there are Christians, and you may be one of them, who can easily fall on hard times. There were Christians in history and today who starved to death. But spiritually, on the other hand, there is no Christian who need ever feel that there is a lack of supply for their spiritual needs. They are always met in Christ, and Christ is an infinite well of spiritual riches. Of course, as the sovereign of the universe, he can also provide for our material needs as well, and does. If he withholds them, it's not without good reason. And of course, if ultimately we lose our lives, as Paul has already said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain, because I will be with him. But remember, when you're struggling, perhaps you're struggling materially and it has a knock-on impact on your spiritual life and you're feeling spiritual poverty, remember what Paul says here: my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The need for salvation itself is provided in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. It is freely offered to all who will come and take that offer. Come and buy without money. As Isaiah says, it doesn't actually cost us anything materially to put our trust in Christ. Or take, for example, what Paul has talked about earlier in this passage. We'll have a lack of peace. Well, when we pray and ask God to meet our need for peace in our hearts, we're told we will know a peace that surpasses all understanding. And it comes to us in Christ Jesus. Or think about what Paul has just been writing about, as he's written a little bit on the theme of being content no matter what the circumstances, including circumstances where he is in great material need. When that is the case, we can find in the riches of God in Christ Jesus a contentment that comes through knowing that we have Christ and he is all we need. At home group on Wednesday night, we asked the question: what is the one thing that if it was taken away from you, you would feel that life is no longer worth living? Now, I don't know what springs to your mind when that question is asked, but when you start to stop and think about it deeply as a Christian, you come to the conclusion, well, the one thing that if it was taken away, the one rich thing that was taken away, if it was taken, I couldn't go on living, it's Christ himself. Isn't it? It's Jesus Christ. But we have him, and he will never be taken away. And in him is an abundance of riches.